Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm so blessed that you're joining along, studying through the Word of God and understanding what God has to say to us through His Holy Spirit. So before we begin, let's pray. Heavenly Father, what can we say to these things? You're teaching us so much about your law and your promise and the way that they apply to our lives and to the people that are in the world that do not know you yet, Lord. And I pray that you'll help us to learn these things in such a way that it'll be pleasing to you and that many people will know how they can come to you as their Savior and their Lord. We pray these things, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is In Bondage Under the Elements, and it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 4 and verse 3. Paul the Apostle has been employing the example of an immature heir to demonstrate the timing for the law of God and the promise of God. Since the church members in Galatia have been infiltrated by Judaizers who were promoting the keeping of the law of God in addition to having faith in God, Paul felt it necessary to be sure the Galatians knew the relationship between them both. In our previous verse, Paul explained how an heir was under tutors and governors until maturity was accomplished, and today in chapter 4 and verse 3 of the book of Galatians, he likens us to the heirs in training. He said, "Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world." Just as the heir is under tutors, Paul begins, "Even so we, when we were children." First, let us see how Paul identifies himself along with the group of believers in Galatia. He doesn't elevate himself as being superior, but recognizes his own state being common to theirs. All of them were children or young at one time, and there were rules that were necessary for them to follow. Heirs and children must follow guidelines to keep alive and function in immaturity. Paul goes on to say, were in bondage under the elements of the world. When the law was given by Moses, there were many rules, regulations, and rituals that needed to be observed by the people of God. Often there was no reason given for keeping the rules. It was simply understood that all should obey them. There was a bondage under the law of God. Paul notes that we were under that bondage as we were under the elements of the world or the law. The law of God served its purpose in leading us to the knowledge of our own propensity to break it, and it kept society from totally obliterating itself. In other words, there was an appropriate time for the law to be in place. The law of God is not forsaken, but it rather functioned in the timing of God while we were as children. Paul's idea is to allow the Galatian church members to know the significance of the law of God and the timing of it. There is more to add to his words, but we will wait till next time on our next verse to gain more clarity from Paul's thoughts. Next time, we will look at God's timing for sending his son. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.